These resources have been developed by Kanduka artist Susanna Dye for you to find new ways to enjoy dancing and being creative in your own home. But please take care. Be aware of your surroundings, don't take any unnecessary risks, and be responsible for your own body. Be sure not to do anything that causes pain. Remember, you know your body best. Happy creating. For week one, Susanna Dye has created a movement task that explores the different ways in which we can pick up objects, take them on a journey of some kind, and then place them down again. We can explore different qualities of movement using different body parts and different levels. We can also create different rhythms and shapes with our movements too. In the video, Susanna demonstrates some movement possibilities. She grabs the cushion by the long edge and then lets it flop onto her lap. Then she places her forearm underneath and tips the pillow back onto the floor. She lays on the pillow and leans into it with her head as she hugs the pillow to her body to pick it up, then throws it high and watches it land. The cushion is underneath Susanna's legs, so she picks it up by bending her knees towards herself and then takes it on a journey as she turns over and comes up to kneeling, still with the cushion against the undersides of her legs. Susanna swings the cushion over her head from behind to in front of her. Susanna sweeps the pillow in a circle and then holds it up by one corner and lets it twist around itself. It drops and she slaps her hand down on top of it. Find your object and see what movements you can create with your new dance partner. We would love to know how you found the creative task. So there's a feedback form that's been created for you, and there's a link below. Or if you would rather, you can send your feedback another way, via audio or video, for example. And you can share that with us by sending it to the director of Kanduko's youth dance program at kimberly@kanduko.co.uk.